episode 240, Captain America, the First Avenger movie review.
Listen carefully to that title, everyone. It's not what you think.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Ben DiBono. And it's not a time loop.
No.
It's not a time loop. Don't tell them it's a time loop. Don't tell them it's a time loop.
Certainly not a time loop. No. This is the week that Captain America comes out here in theaters. Captain America 2, that is, the Winter Soldier. Yeah. And so I thought it made the most sense to, at this point, play our movie review from 2011. You and I went and saw Captain America during a sunny afternoon in July.
Yeah.
We went back to my old apartment where I lived with Ryan Strelo.
It wasn't your old apartment then, so I don't think we went back to it.
Well, we went back there.
Oh, you know,
I'm just kind of telling the story, right? So we went back to that apartment. We filmed a video review.
Yeah.
So this is never... The reason this is not a time loop, folks,
it's not a time loop.
This has never existed in audio format. And what's better...
Well, that's not entirely true. It's never existed exclusively in audio format.
Exactly. So what's better, Ben, than listening to a video review? Nothing. Nothing
at all. Not even watching the video review, I suppose.
No. Well, that might be better. if you were to watch it, that might be better. So, and what we did when we did this for Thor, which got rave reviews, by the way.
I think every single comment hated it and criticized us for being manipulative with our episode title.
But that was a little bit different because Thor movie review coming out the week of Thor, it seems a little bit tricky. This, I'm very clear, Captain America, the First Avenger, which is the title of the first movie.
Right.
So let's give our predictions, Ben.
Well, Thor was the title of the first Thor movie.
Yeah, but, you know, that was a little more descriptive, hopefully. So, Ben, let's give our predictions as we did for the Thor movie review. Well, the kind of time loop from episode 202. What would you say?
Not a time loop.
Not a time loop. What would you say, or what are your thoughts on what Captain America Winter Soldier is going to be? Well, that didn't make any sense. Let me restate it.
Okay.
What are your predictions for the movie? Go.
Well, I'm not going to see it in theaters.
Okay.
That prediction.
The first time I didn't believe you when you said that about Thor, The Dark World.
You thought I was going to go to the theater and see it?
Well, if you listen back to that episode, I was shocked. I was like, if I ask you, you're not going to go with me. And you said, no, I'm not. And so now tonight.
I said only if we're doing a review for the podcast.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So tonight, actually, when you leave here tonight, I'll send Thor Dark World home with you. And if you want to watch it, feel free.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit down and I'll put it on the background while I'm working.
Or you could go biking and watch a little bit of it.
You know, you can get a little iPad stand for your bike.
Yes.
That seems like an unsafe choice.
So, you know, make whatever decision you want. So what's your prediction? The Winter Soldier. I know you're not going to see it in the theaters.
Right.
But will it be better or worse than the first Captain America?
Oh, I think it'll be better. I mean, the reviews have been pretty good. So I think it'll actually be a decent movie. You know, I'm just not interested in seeing it in the theaters, but I'm sure I'll see it eventually. It looks like it's probably going to be one of the better Marvel movies. I thought the first movie was pretty bad. But it seems like this one is moving in the right direction.
I agree. I think I thought the first one, I don't agree completely because I did like the first one, but I think the second one will be even better. And I've heard just yesterday I read that the directors really see this, even though the conclusion of Winter Soldier will be a complete story, they really see the full story as kind of a two-parter. And so Captain America 3, which we now know is coming out, what is it, May 6, 2016. I think that will continue aspects of this storyline.
The Spring Soldier is what that one's
exactly
gonna be called.
Exactly. So all right, well then I think those are early predictions.
Do you have a star rating predict?
I think I'm gonna think it's a 5. What do you think it's gonna be?
3.5 is I think what I would probably end up with.
Everybody go see Captain America Winter Soldier.
Not everybody.
Ben's not going to see it, but I'm actually going with Daniel from the Welcome to Level 7 podcast. I'm going with BJ and Kobe from the Green Screen podcast, and I'm going to go with my brothers, who have a podcast. But
hey, I've been to movies with your brothers.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we may record a review that will most likely air on Green Screen.
Yeah, if you throw the audio up here for us, too. Go for it.
Throw it up here. I usually like to keep the Sci-Fi Christian feed exclusive to Ben DiBono and Matt Anderson. But if you want it up there, I'll put it up.
Whatever you want to do, sir.
All right, we'll talk about that later. So, without further ado, let's flash back to July 2011. Actually,
don't tell them it's a time loop. That's right.
I should have looked and seen. Do you have any idea when this movie came out?
I just know Tommy Lee Jones was in it.
It came out,
which I guess doesn't really pertain a lot to the release date.
We released our video on July 22nd, 2011. Captain America, the First Avenger review. Here we go. To the Sci-Fi Christian. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DeBono.
And we are about to see Captain America.
Yes. What's your prediction, Matt?
I'm going to give it a 4.5 prediction.
Yeah, I think it's going to be better than 4, not as good as X-Men. I'm going to say 3.5 to 4. I think I will like it a lot, but I don't think it's going to get to that next level of being absolutely amazing.
I'm a little nervous because Marvel movies haven't been wonderful this year.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about the fact that it's a period piece. World War II could possibly save the day.
I think it's going to be good.
Well, let's fast forward to the future and see if it's true.
Alrighty.
Well, we're back.
We're back.
And we just saw the movie minutes ago. Yeah. Well, it ended minutes ago.
Yeah, Matt, you had just, on this video, people just saw you predict that this movie was going to be a 4.5.
4.5.
Same as you score you gave to X-Men First Class.
Yes.
Wasn't as good as X-Men First Class.
Not as good.
It was not.
Not as good. I'm going to go with, now I had a tough one here trying to decide 3 or 3.5.
Yeah.
And because Thor, I think I gave a 3, and it's definitely better than Thor.
It is.
So I'm going to bump it up to 3.5.
Yeah, I don't have that conundrum because I gave Thor 2.5, and so I can easily give this one a 3.
Okay.
And feel satisfied with that score.
Oh, well, Ben, you've been kind of complaining about it since we left there. You hated
it. Yeah, I didn't hate it. I didn't particularly like it a lot, but it wasn't a terrible movie,
okay.
But it wasn't a very good one either.
You know, this is weird. We were there with my two brothers.
Yeah.
Hello. Billy and Brian. And, you know, I was telling Bill, I don't know why I liked it, but I did like it. Obviously I liked it to 3.5, but
yeah.
There's nothing necessarily to point out and say that's what I liked about it.
Well, but let's break down a couple good things in it.
Patriotism.
We
love America.
Yeah, so it had some good stuff with that.
Okay.
The acting was good across the board, especially Tommy Lee Jones was fantastic.
I even thought that Hayley Atwell did well.
Yeah, she's a good actress. She was in the Pillars of the Earth miniseries on Starz last year. That was really good.
She was also in Prisoner. The remake with Jim Caviezel.
Okay. So I thought the acting was really good. I thought the movie started out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the beginning up until he gets injected, all of that. And that's where a lot of the patriotic stuff was. It was really solid. And then things started to happen that didn't really make sense.
Well, let's point out some things. For example, he had a shield that was made of vibranium, which is the strongest steel. It absorbs all vibrations, so it takes bullets. But the bad guys had, like, rays that disintegrated things. Like, when it shot you, it would be like, whoosh, you would cease to exist immediately.
But when it hits his shield, it goes, ching!
So that, I don't think that lines up with what we know about the Cosmic Cube's power.
No. Not one bit.
They never called it the Cosmic Cube, did they, in the movie?
No, but you can kind of figure out that's what it was. I wasn't 100% sure, because I don't know the comics as well as you, but I was assuming that's what we were seeing.
What else did you think didn't quite make sense?
Okay, so he gets injected with the Super Soldier Serum, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which is fine, and then they decide they don't really want to do anything with him, so instead he goes on stage to dance around in a cloth costume.
Well, the plan was originally to have a whole army, but then the maker of this serum got killed.
I got that.
So they're going to put him in a lab and take his DNA to try to make new super soldiers. And a senator was like, hey, don't go to a lab, come work for me and help us raise money for the war.
Yeah, it just didn't really make any sense because it's like they have this awesome soldier. Okay, take his DNA. Yeah. That should take like
a minute.
A minute. And send them to battle, right?
Yeah.
This would make sense. And so, to me, that whole sequence didn't make any sense at all.
It didn't make sense, but as a fan, I enjoyed seeing him in the real Captain America costume, which could never be in a movie. This was the only place it could be in the movie, so that was cool. And the song?
Captain America. The sequence itself was fine, but in terms of the movie itself, you can say it's fun to see him in his original costume, whatever, but, it didn't work in the movie.
You might be right. Also, when they put him into that case, to, like, they injected him, and then they're, like, going to shoot some Vita rays on him.
Right.
Which, are Vita rays real, Ben?
I kind of doubt it.
Okay. So, all of a sudden, they put him in there. He's, like, strapped in. All the scientists start putting on these intense sunglasses, like this eye protective, and then it's just shot with tremendous light inside here. And I whispered to Ben, They didn't put any sunglasses on Captain America.
Nope, Captain America will be super strong and blind for the remainder of the movie.
So, yeah, there were some...
Did you know it was a Captain America Daredevil crossover?
Yeah, so there definitely were some plot holes, I would say.
Okay, so another thing that didn't really work for me is his relationship with what's-her-name, the girl. I don't even remember her name.
Her name is Peggy Carter.
Yeah. In Thor, the relationship didn't work because it took place over a weekend.
Okay.
In this movie, the time frame was longer, but they never really gave us a reason to actually believe that these two were attracted to each other, except that the plot required them to be.
No, I think she admired his courage and his character. And
when was that ever shown or spoken about on screen?
It was implied by the look that she gave after he covered the grenade and was courageous.
Okay.
It was implied by...
The men were giving him that look, too.
Well, don't ask, don't tell.
Okay. I'm just saying. So...
I think it was clear.
You could assume but it was never shown on screen.
And then they had the scene in the plane where he thought that maybe her and Stark had something going on, and then later this girl comes up to him and kisses him, and she's obviously upset, and then that's where we start...
But before that, they never set up why she would be upset. Because they never showed them attracted to each other.
I think they did.
No, they assumed it, and they assumed that the audience would assume it, but like...
But do we as an audience have to... have the script dumbed down just to...
No, it's not about dumbing it down.
They made it clear.
They didn't. It's about you should show, not tell, is the rule in storytelling, right? It's better to show than to tell.
They did show.
They did not tell. They assumed.
They didn't tell it blatantly, but they showed clearly.
I never saw any reason except that the...
So were you surprised that there was a romance building, or did you know?
No, because it's the way these movies go is that there's going to be a romance, but there was no chemistry between them. They never did anything to develop the romance part. It just was all of a sudden going on.
Do you think we're
going to
see a scene in Avengers where he goes and visits old version of his girlfriend?
No.
What? He owes her a date.
She's like 90.
He could wheel her around.
I really hope we don't see that. Another thing that didn't work. There's no emotional investment with any of the characters. So when Bucky dies, it means nothing.
Well, spoiler alert.
Doing spoilers.
I'm talking about comic spoiler. Bucky, they actually died together in the comics. Yeah. And so this was different. And Bucky eventually comes back. And I think he has some sort of new powers too, but I can't remember all of that exactly. So he had to die at some point. And he fell also into kind of coldish waters.
I don't mind him dying. I thought that was a good move in the movie, and it was, you know, to kill off one of your main characters. It's fine, but my issue is that there was no emotional investment with any of the characters.
Yeah, I didn't feel strongly about
it. So it's like, oh, he's dead, and we as the audience feel absolutely nothing when it happens.
I 100% agree.
And that was the problem, not that he died.
Yeah, when Bucky died, it didn't really matter to me.
No, not one bit.
So what did you think about the fact now, everybody knows, in general, well, if you know Captain America, that he was found in like a huge ice cube, basically.
Yeah.
And then they thawed him out. In this movie, it's implied he's going to be... He's in the ship that was in the ice.
Yep.
And they cut right to him awake in present day. How did you feel about that?
I thought that part was actually handled really well. The only thing I wish they would have done differently is not shown such scene at the beginning.
Okay.
Because then, as we're getting to the end of the movie, it's like, okay, it's so obvious what's going to happen here.
Yeah, because the ship was very distinct.
Yeah.
So we knew as soon as we saw it flying away and him trying to get on it.
That he was going to crash.
Yeah.
So I wish they would have not had that scene, but everything, like, after he woke up was handled really well. And again, the best part of these Marvel movies is setting up for the Avengers. They're not great movies on their own. They're doing a good job setting up the Avengers, but that's about it.
Well, I think it ended too suddenly, even as a setup. It just was immediate. And then
didn't bother me because I know the Avengers is coming.
Against your wishes, we waited for the end scene. I know you wanted to just go and watch it online.
Yeah.
I wanted to wait.
I didn't put up too much of a fight because I knew you were going to sit there. But
this was the most pointless after credit scene there's ever been.
It was just a trailer.
No, not just that. I mean, even what they did show of Cap punching a punching bag and then destroying it and Samuel L. Jackson coming down.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been more pointless. That scene was nonsense. And then it went straight into a trailer for next year, which is cool, but we're going to be seeing this trailer probably a billion times or versions of a trailer for Avengers. So.
One last thing that didn't really work for me is that I love the idea of it being a period piece, but it lacked the grittiness that World War II movies should have. And I'm not saying it needs to be Saving Private Ryan, but it just never felt like they really embraced that World War II aspect of it. It never felt that gritty, meaningful struggle. They talked about it a bit at the beginning, but by the time it was actually on the front lines, all of that was kind of gone, and they just never really used that part of the movie very well.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, something I appreciated about X-Men First Class is that it incorporated subtitles into the movie.
Yeah.
And in this one, we had the people from Norway talking in subtitles for like a minute, and then all of a sudden they're speaking English, the Germans are speaking English. Yeah. And I know they kind of have to because this is aimed more at kids than First Class was.
Really?
I think it was. Captain America. I mean,
it's a PG-13 movie. It should be aimed at audiences of mixed age.
So my complaint is, I wish they were. I like subtitles in movies. I wish they would have stuck with it. So
what did you like about it exactly?
You know, this is the thing. I don't know what I liked about it. I like Captain America, so I'm prejudiced biased.
I guess for me, none of that stuff was. It all bugged me, and I didn't love the movie.
Yeah.
But so it wasn't enough to make me hate the movie.
Yeah, the stuff.
But
there's
nothing I really liked.
The stuff I liked about it, you wouldn't really. I mean, probably the audience wouldn't necessarily think it's strong. It's just I like when I see Captain America in battle in his costume. I liked him destroying all the Hydra plants. I like that montage.
That was actually pretty good. That was one of the better parts of the movie.
So I like Captain America in general. So I like him in a movie. I like seeing a movie that wasn't horrible.
No,
so that was
it
good.
Wasn't horrible.
Because if it was horrible, then I would feel sad for Captain America. So because
because you're a comics fan.
Because I'm a Captain America fan.
Yeah.
And because the movie was pretty good, not great at all.
It was decent.
It was pretty good. Would I watch it again? I'm not going to rush to watch it again, but I wouldn't be opposed to seeing it again.
I would not watch it again.
So let me just quickly run through the characters. Red Skull, what did you think?
Hugo Weaving's a great actor, but he didn't really do much for me here.
What did you think about the doctor with the crazy last name that created the super...
really flat character.
I kind of liked him.
Yeah.
He seemed like a nice guy.
So,
and Captain America as a whole, I just want to end things up here. What did you think about Chris Evans as Captain America?
Again, I thought the acting was pretty solid. He was fine.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job too, and I was really worried at first, but dang it, not bad at all.
So, one last thing before we wrap up. In terms of the four superhero movies we've seen this summer.
Okay, so we're talking Thor, Green Lantern, X-Men First Class, Captain America.
Yeah,
well, it's easy. X-Men, Captain America, Thor, Green Lantern.
Exactly. I think that that's probably going to be the consensus across the board.
Well,
with X-Men being significantly above everyone else, Green Lantern being significantly below, and Thor and Captain America kind of in the middle.
Yeah. So, Marvel movies
need some work.
They do need some work, and everyone is making me less excited for Avengers.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Joss Whedon, I would have very little hope for next year.
I think Avengers might have done better if they had not released Thor and Captain America ahead of time.
Totally.
So,
all right.
I think that's all from here.
Yep.
I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off.